two men, one marketplace, and a challenge. Join the Meeting Tree as they compete to turn $200 into as much money as possible using only Facebook Marketplace, their guile, cunning, and wit. Who will have the most cash come 11:59 p.m. December 27? Find out on the Marketplace. Dear listener, let me tell you a little story. Raf and I were hanging out last week, and somehow we got onto the topic of symphony percussionists.
Ah, yes. Did you look this up?
And no. Raf posited that surely the man that plays timpani in the Sydney Symphony Orchestra...
Or woman.
It was a man.
It is a man.
James Robinson, maybe?
Yeah.
Feels right? Yeah. I don't know. Surely he would have a set of timpani or two timpanos, I assume, in his home.
Timpani's being the big drums.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah, yeah.
Boom.
Like, surely if you're number one in Australia, you've got him in your home.
I disagree.
Yeah, you vehemently disagree.
I did. I think that if you're the number one percussionist in the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, who there'd probably be three percussionists in the orchestra. You've got the guy doing bells.
Yeah.
The chief percussionist doing big drums, and then maybe like another guy doing auxiliary stuff.
Well, like what about xylophone and stuff? Is that the bells guy? That's the bells guy.
Probably, yeah, yeah, yeah. Doing like tuned percussion. Yeah.
And then the timpani's guy's probably doing what, the big cymbals as well maybe? But
maybe.
They're probably, depending I guess on the piece, they might flip around a bit if you need timpani's and cymbals.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? You know, we're in the modern music game. We do it all.
That's
these
right.
Guys, they unionized and they can make five jobs out of one,
yeah.
You know? And so I said, no, he would not have timpani in his home. Why would you? Because you go to work every day and play it, you know, like.
But the bloke loves drumming.
Do tradies have.
Drills at home?
Have chipboard lying around at home, you know?
Maybe.
Just to practice on?
I think he in order to get to that level, he's got to be playing a fair bit of timpanis. He wants to stay sharp. He doesn't want to have to go into the studio all the time. He would have had to, and would have been a nightmare for his partner. He would have had to be like, no, so if we're renting or buying a house, we've got to have a room for the drums.
I don't know.
And there's a room for the drums.
You might have a studio. I don't think.
I think it's attached to the house.
I just don't see it. Like, so you know Dane, right? Our mate, the drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's now the drummer in the Navy band.
Okay.
I don't think he has drums at home because he's spending 8 hours a day in the Navy studio.
Yeah, but at that point, you're in the Navy band. That is a real job.
The Sydney Symphony Orchestra.
No, but that's like a passion job. You know, he's the number one percussionist in the country, this bloke.
Yeah.
He like is on the board of a Percussion Australia. We looked him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was my birthday, and I demanded for my birthday that you DM him on Instagram. He doesn't have Instagram, unfortunately.
Would you believe?
This is my birthday request. You must find out the answer to this question.
He went dark on socials, but we didn't get an answer. And so I'm still very much in the no camp.
I'm a vote yes guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, if you don't know... And we don't know. We don't know. But in that vein, I saw a very nice xylophone on Marketplace. And I was like, that's a good bit of kit. Like, that's a pro xylophone, right?
Yeah.
And so I clicked on it. I'm like, who is selling a professional grade xylophone? Like a serious xylophone?
John Robinson?
No. It was... a man with a Chinese name.
Okay.
And he said he bought it for his 8-year-old daughter to give it a go. And she's not into it anymore.
Xylophone's too hard.
It's a crazy instrument to buy for an 8-year-old. Like,
well, but maybe she used to ding around on like the metal kids one.
Little Glockenspiel ones.
Yeah.
But also, I think, you know, I maybe this is... painting with too broad a stroke here.
Are you about to say something racist?
We're behind a paywall. Subscribe now at patreon.com/TheMeetingTree or click the locked play button on the Meeting Tree Podcast Spotify to follow the journey.